With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. As Prescott High School continues with their final week of spring sports, we had a chance to catch up with head coach Jeff Ryan of the Prescott baseball team with our 2021 season recap interview. And from the start of the season until the finish, it was challenging, no doubt, coming off a year where they didn't even play at all. The good news is the Cardinals only graduate three seniors, albeit some key players, as they look forward to next year. Coach Ryan first on the challenges that were the 2021 season.
Well, it was challenging. It was challenging from the get-go this fall, you know, being in the classroom, out of the classroom, kind of in and out of the classroom. And, you know, it was the same thing, you know, with athletics. And, of course, in the spring, a lot of questions about what was going to happen. But thank goodness we were able to get a season in. But challenging is probably the operative word for the 2021 season. And I know that those who coached any sport during this year would probably echo those feelings. So it was a tough year. You know, you never want to see it end, but in some ways you're thinking, okay, let's get back to normal next spring, and I'm hoping that's what will happen.
One of the most fun games for the Prescott Cardinals baseball team during this 2021 season actually came in the postseason. After 2-1 run wins against St. Croix Central earlier on in the year, Central came to Fire Hall Field for the playoffs, and in their quarterfinal game, it came down to the final pitches once again. But the Cardinals found a way to win 2-1, walking off the Panthers in exciting fashion. That's a feather in the Cardinals' end-of-the-season cap.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that happened. You know, usually when you have a 2-1 game, you would say there isn't a lot of stuff that happens during a game, but a lot of stuff did happen. You know, the weather was, as you said, it was pretty brutal. I can't remember coaching in a game where it was that hot in quite some time. But, you know, the kid from St. Croix Central, the Dado kid, threw a great game. And again, we knew going in that against him, the guys are going to have their hands full. And for six innings, he shut us out, and he just pitched a great ball game. And, you know, we had opportunities, just like they had opportunities, but defensively both teams, you know, played pretty well the first six innings, and then we were able to take advantage of some additional outs that they gave us and ended up coming out on top. So, yeah, that was a fun game. It was a nail-biter. We knew, though, even though they were a six seed, we knew going in that we did not get the best draw as a three seed because we knew that we were going to have to beat a very, very good pitcher. So, yeah, it was a nice win. It's too bad that I'm talking to you and we're not working on practice plans right now, but it was a nice win to head into the semi.
In that win against Central, the seniors all showed up on the field, especially on the mound. In his final start as a Cardinal at Fire Hall Field, Austin Fox threw a gem.
Yeah, he threw extremely well. And he finished the year with, I think, something like a 1.76 ERA. So he threw 35-plus innings. So he'll go down as having one of the best seasons ERA-wise in Prescott history. So I'm sure that he'll be proud of that, and he should be. And he was a unanimous first-team all-conference selection, as I was quite confident he would be. All the coaches in the Middlewater Conference just said really, really good things about him as a player. And again, I know that as a player, he's a solid, solid baseball player, but I also know that he's a solid human being, too. He's a great leader. He's going to be really, really tough to replace. I'm a good kid, and you know, he's one of those young men that makes coaching fun. You know, yes sir, no sir approach, not just to me, but to all adults. He's a real, real outstanding young man, and all the things that he's earned this year, he certainly is deserving. Plans on playing football at UW River Falls, and I'm really excited for him. I think he's got a great, great future ahead of him.
That three-man senior class sure was a lot of fun to watch, including Fox, Kyle Holman, and Hayden Patridge.
Yeah, you know, I feel bad for Austin and for Hayden and for Kyle missing, you know, last year. I just think that really, really was difficult. And again, players around Wisconsin and around the country that missed out in that spring season, I think it really did have an impact. Losing a season, I think, is always difficult. But, you know, specifically Hayden Patridge, I thought Hayden, from beginning of the year, probably showed the greatest amount of improvement of anybody on the team, not just defensively, but at the plate, he started to come around, kind of turn it around at the end of the year. But yeah, he is an honor roll student. He'll do very well in college. Very coachable young man. And again, I just feel bad for the seniors. Kyle, again, played three sports. And whenever a kid in this day and age plays three sports, and that causes you to raise your eyebrows because the three-sport athlete is going by way of the dinosaur, sadly, today. Always an upbeat kid with a great sense of humor. Again, I feel bad that he wasn't able to have that one solid varsity year under his belt as a junior, but he ended up being third, I think, on our team, and RBIs, won a couple games for us with his bat in conference play, and, you know, had a solid season.
With so many kids coming back in 2022 with varsity experience, it's hard not to look forward to next year. Coach Ryan agrees.
Yeah, it's a junior-laden team. There's no question about it. And having three of those guys, you know, Mason Bartsch and Phil Seifert and Justin Severson, all be named all-conference, I think it bodes well for next year. It was really fun to share that news with those boys the next day, and they all had face-splitting smiles when I told them, and I could tell that kind of gets them, and it does, it gets them excited for, you know, what's to come. And I think they'll have a high expectation for themselves. And I know Ben Roll coming back, and Alex Holt, and Travis, and Haman, and all those juniors, Mason Lewis, that will serve as the basis for what we believe to be a very, very good 2022 baseball team. So, as you said, the key is to play. And they've got to play this summer. They've got to get reps this summer. It's really not about playing 40 or 50 games, but they got to get some reps in. And my hope is some of the guys might also latch on to maybe some fall baseball teams to get some more reps in the fall if they're not playing football or if they're not playing a fall sport. So it's all about getting reps, something that they missed out on last year, and hopefully these guys will do that. I think that fire's been lit underneath some of those guys. We've got Brady Block, who'll be a junior next year, got some big at-bats, valuable bats, you know, to be game-ready as a junior, I think is great. And we've got some young arms coming up, and we've got a really, really strong ninth-grade class coming in next year. So, yeah, we have every reason to be optimistic for 2022. The Middleborough Conference is going to be as strong as ever with Altoona joining. Osceola, you know, regional champions, they've got about half their roster back, so the boys will have their work cut out for them, but spring 2022 can't get here fast enough.
That was head coach Jeff Ryan with a 2021 season recap interview on the Prescott Cardinals baseball team. The Cardinals ended their overall season at 10-12. We'll have more on the end of the spring sports season in future updates. A big hat tip to one of our area youth baseball teams, as the Hastings U11A Blue Team had a great regular season as they finished up their 2021 campaign with a 16-0 undefeated record. The Raiders are now qualified for two state tournaments, in the MBT State Tournament in Chanhassen and then the Gopher State Tournament held in Farmington. If you have a youth sports team making waves, let us know about it at sports@kdwa.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.